K4NXX Mobile.
K4NXY.
Good morning, KN4TFW.
Morning, KF4MUF.
Good morning, Jody, Ken, David. Hope y'all are having a good Friday.
I'm sucking a cup of coffee and kind of making a mental list of what I want to do today. Well, I got some good weather. The weather woman says it's going to get a little bit nasty this weekend.
Doing good on this end, too. Just making my way into that job.
I'm glad everybody's having a good start. I'm having a good start making my way over here to meet my son for breakfast this morning. And I'm like David. I got a few things I need to do around the house since it's supposed to be pretty nasty weather this weekend. And trying to decide if I want to ride over to the Ham Fest or not tomorrow.
Fest is that?
Bill, over in Tennessee, next to Pigeon Forge.
That?
Should be clear there by 7 or 8 in the morning.
The weather yet this morning, but yesterday it was saying it was supposed to be nasty there. Saturday also. Supposed to be a pretty big storm front coming through.
In the middle of the night, it's supposed to be clear in Greenville by 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's supposed to be Sunday morning when it was getting clear. Tomorrow morning was supposed to be good, then Sunday was supposed to be bad.
Yeah, Roger, my mistake.
Here in Zeus, Saturday was supposed to be pretty rough, and Sunday morning was supposed to clear up.
Not Saturday until after dark.
Morning from 1 till 1 a.m. to like 9 a.m. is the worst time for us up here on Sunday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning.
How are you this morning, dude?
Morning, dude. Talking about maybe a chance to run your generator.
My attention there, run a generator, N4AZE.
It's supposed to come by today and I'll fire mine up and check it out, so mine will be ready, too.
Yeah, you'd be just in time for the weather to come. What weather's coming?
Well, I told the wife, if everything's ready to go, then probably won't lose power. Anyway, pass it back around. KF4NXY.
But Wednesday, I waited out there Wednesday, got to hear my generator run. I was out there waiting on it. Right there at 1:30, she came on.
I had to see the thing work.
Before, we went and ate Chinese, but I said, I'm catching it this time. It was a pretty day, too.
Those few days have been gorgeous.
What's coming?
Marilla on Channel 4, she's talking like, you know, Saturday night into Sunday morning, it could get kind of nasty.
Good on by then.
I won't pass it around. KF4NXY.
But, Kenny? Was that you, Ken? Good morning. I heard Patrick. Good morning, Dave. Good morning. Anybody else?
4MUF. This is Jody.
Everybody getting ready for the weather, I guess.
Faith in the weather, man.
Patrick, I guess what you're doing Friday, you must be going to have breakfast with your son.
That's where I'm heading.
Good thing.
Kind of enjoy it.
What are you eating?
A little restaurant up here called the Dutch Cupboard. The Mennonites run it. The Mennonite family, so it's usually pretty good food.
Clean, too.
Like I said, it's just a little small restaurant. Been around up here for, well, I can't remember a time it wasn't there, so been there a little while.
Or is that you?
Etowah, right out the road from me.
to you.
Hey, yeah, I only got a 2-day weekend this weekend. And we're on call, so.
You're on call?
Yes, sir. So we just gotta wait to see what this storm is gonna do, whether I end up working Saturday and Sunday or this Sunday or whichever.
You, not work?
Through?
Chance of using my generator.
As they say it is, we'll be busy Sunday morning, you know. But otherwise, I think we'll be in good shape for the weekend.
Tomorrow night, right?
Starting about 1 a.m. till 9 a.m. So it'll probably, if I get a call, it'll probably be around 4 or 5 in the morning.
Sleep.
People, yeah.
Hey, what are they calling for, tornadoes or anything, or just high winds?
Winds and rain.
Anything, any power out?
I'll see.
Drive to work.
Time's nice at that point.
You may get, what is it, no tax on overtime.
Yeah, it'll make overtime worth working, right?
I'll be at a restaurant.
Sam's, right?
Just in case.
F4MUF, for ID purposes only.
KN4TFW. Peter to ID.
Down south, and every time he ever set his call sign, he always said that. I have no idea why, but he did.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that say different things that they don't really have to say when they ID. Everybody's got their own way.
Exactly right.
Did it when you came in and then did it when you left. And do you ever get where like you know, did I ID yet? Y'all ever get that way? You forget your ID and not remember if you did?
When you get in a long conversation, you'll forget if you've ID'd or not. When? I will. But never over ID, so I know people that every time they see the mic, they ID.
That is why I do that sometimes, though. I happen to look at the clock, like on my HF's station, it's got a clock, you know, clock on it, and I'll see the typically ID on a zero, and I'll see the one, and I'm like, oh, darn, did I ID yet? They say, well, we just did that. I said, oh, okay. Banger if everybody does it.
Old thing.
I think everything you're saying, Ken.
I hear you. I think we all do it.
I'm sitting right here. I can hear you.
Weren't normal for a little while ago.
I'm that way at least.
Sorry.
That remark.
The age has got anything to do with it, you know, the ID and thing and all that. Age has got anything to do with it, the ID and all that.
And it's a repeater.
That's caffeine already this morning.
Little cans and took a few sips of it.
It'd be good for you.
But it's not good for you, it's good. Cans, they're like steroids for old people.
I drank one of those in 15 years.
Here and there, I open one up sometimes and take a couple sips of it, put it back in the fridge.
We are talking about beer, right?
The coffee, the little cold coffee, same thing, only different.
I thought we were talking about beer.
Good. Summertime, that's good and cold.
And my favorite beer would be cold and free.
What you said, Duke? What was it?
Ever seen Madea?
Watch that one.
Good for me too.
HCAT. I'm still here.
NXY. Seen Medea before. Medea? I've seen a couple of those, a little bit of them. Yeah, pretty funny movies.
People, Jim.
Saying out there, Ken.
I ain't ever seen it either.
I hear you.
But now rub it in.
See, and I am the youngest of the bunch.
Now, you better enjoy it. When my youngest brat thought old people were 30.
I thought old people were 30.
4MKH monitoring.
4TMW.
KO 4HK.
Well, Marshall.
Now, I bet you Marshall's seen it.
I'm too old to care if they trash me, man. As long as they call me in time for supper, I don't give a fart.
Have you seen any of the Medea movies?
A few blurbs from Facebook or on YouTube or something like that. I'm not into that kind of stuff.
Theory down.
He probably watches. He ain't going to admit it. For Heller, don't you?
What?
She answered the phone. She says, hello?
I don't remember that part.
Okay, well, that's an old thing. See, you forget stuff like that.
My memory ain't what it used to be. KF4NXY.
Well, hallelujah. What stuff? What? Y'all like applesauce?
It's Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
I'm about that. Wasn't it?
Cartoon version, yes. Was in the early 80s. Scooby-Doo and the other cartoons. I used to watch cartoons every Saturday morning. And, you know, I'm more of the Monty Python, Archie Bunker, Sanford Sun, and those kind of comics.
And people now.
I was going to say, people go nuts watching that stuff now.
Talk a lot better like back then when we talked like that. I mean, they could hold their own with Archie. Old Jefferson could. The old timers used to say, whose line was it that was, but the devil made me do it.
Was that Flip Wilson or something?
You got it.
Where that came from? He did on his show, the devil made me do it.
In the 70s, wasn't it?
It was.
Times were good.
At that church of What's Happening Now or something like that, he pretend he was a holy roly preacher. That was kind of a funny skit, too. Whatever happened to him, I never have heard no more about him.
They were older than us.
He probably gone by now. I like the guy that played Fred Sanford, Red Fox. You know, he passed away a few years back. He was pretty funny.
Died in 1998. He's been gone a while too.
All those rockers and all from back in the early 60s and stuff like that. You know, doing the drugs and stuff. You know, like Keith Richards. They still alive. He looks like beef jerky.
I think he's ever going to die. Or Willie Nelson. Willie looks like he's already preserved. But you know some, all those songs from those guys and those stuff back there that you were listening to, you still sing, you hear it runs in your head and all. Those songs are older than most of the people on this computer.
That old, what was it, from the 50s, and doo-wop. I like that sound.
Music pretty good, too.
We're going to turn this into the old folks' net. W4MKH.
I thought it already was. Me here, so it's not old people net yet.
Open.
Space M3. I really enjoyed it this morning. You guys take it easy. Have a good weekend, and catch you guys back here later. KN4TFW.
M3 again. Have a great day and a great weekend. KO4HK.
And KO4NXY.
And enjoy your day, and we'll get you out here later. Guys, I'm about to do the same thing, about pulling my parking spot. Y'all have a great day. Good morning. Enjoy yourselves. KO4MUF 73.
Have a great day and weekend.
I see you, Jody. See you, Ken. Remember, next time I talk to you, you won't be but a couple days older. N4AZ Toodles.
KF4NXY.
I'll stay safe out there in the weather this weekend. W4MKH.
What about us old people like that? We can.
Still young enough to do it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Bird calls it's about 100 times louder. It's like having a jet engine firing off inside the house.
Got
a single wide mobile home in the backyard that her dad lived in, and then my mom lived in, and a lot of times he goes to make it all that racket in the morning. I head on down there, and that's about the only thing you can do till she gets up and gets him out of the cage, and then he kind of, you know, he'll calm down. But he's a permanent 2-year-old and got to have a lot of attention.
Strong beaks, don't they?
He could bite a broom handle into if he wanted to, but he's got a real good disposition. I mean, he loves to be petted. I've never seen bird, you know, any kind of bird like that before, but the cockatoos are known for being real friendly. He talks a little bit. He'll say, "Hey, you," and, you know, a few little words like that. Now, we've got an Amazon that's a much smaller bird. She talks a whole lot better, but she's not nearly as friendly. She's only friendly when you know, you give her food. And, you know, she likes people food, and she'll get kind of friendly then.
I think he's fixing to serve supper.
Well, she hollers and wants part of whatever we're fixing for supper. Got a cat that she's gotten friendlier since we got her. We kind of wound up with her because the people that had her in Georgia couldn't keep her any longer. They had a baby in the house or something, and anyway, it had got to be where, you know, they couldn't keep the cat. But anyway, the cat's finally warmed up to us, and so the cat's kind of mine, and the birds are hers. And then she got a couple of fish ponds out front, and you know, she got koi fish in them, and then I got a couple of stray cats that I feed, so we kind of the local pet rescue, I think.
That fish and the bird do with the cat?
Well, separated. I don't never let that cat get near the birds now. Sometimes the cat will shoot out of the bedroom, and the bird will be loose on his chair, and that'll about give me a heart attack, because I don't want a 50-cent cat eating a $2,000 bird.
If it gets hold of the cat's tail.
Really, I think the bird might be a match for the cat with that beak, but they probably, if they got close to each other, they'd be scared of each other. But we've been pretty good at, you know, keeping them separated.
He come in the living room and see feathers and fur, right?
All the time, you know, if she's got the bird out and I'm going into our bedroom, that's kind of, you know, the area the cat stays in. I'll be sure the cat's not right at the door where it can shoot out into the den and be in the same area as the bird. And now, as far as the fish go, the yard cats have never really showed any much interest in the fish. I keep them well, so well fed, I don't think they even look for mice and snakes anymore.
Yeah, no mice, no snakes with the cats around. N4AZE, pick it up, Marshall.
Actually, checking up on news on the internet, things like that, picking up stuff that interests me. Thinking about a couple of sausage biscuits I got in there. I got baked some biscuits yesterday, and I got sausage. I really am thinking about going and getting me one or two of those suckers. twice about that root beer. Go back and get a cup of coffee.
David, KO486. Guys, I'm going to get out of here. Good to talk to you this morning. Had fun. Hope both of you have a great day. KO486, and I'll be clear.
If it's there, Patrick. What size his generator was?
Just me and you, dude. So this would be the old folks' net now.
Okay with that?
That just means we survived.
That's right. And those others, they're going to be here sooner than they think.
And I sure would like to live old enough to hear them when they get to this age.
We probably wouldn't be able to remember.
Question, guys. What is it we're supposed to be remembering?
Oompa Loompa, that memory stuff.
I have a problem with that now. I walk into a room. Why am I here?
Taking Ginkgo Oompa Loompa, and I forgot where I put it.
It'd be a blessing, though, man. There's probably some things you don't want to remember.
Medicare physical. Sooner or later.
She has to go to doctors at least twice a month. Went yesterday for blood work, and she got to go back 2 weeks to see the doctor. Part of that kidney dialysis type treatment stuff she's doing. So twice a month in the doctor's office with her.
Go.
You know, if something happens to me, she can't drive now because she's only got one eye. She may be able to get away with it, but throws off your depth perception and stuff like that.
When I was young, if I was going to do some night flying, instead of have to sit there at the airport and let your eyes acclimate, I'd put a patch thing over one eye and drive to the airport. Yeah, that way you had one eye good, you could go ahead and fly when you got there, but it was weird driving.
Visual flight rules at night?
Yeah.
During the Cold War, supposedly the NORAD, some of their planes and stuff they had flying up there, the Air Force had, their pilots kept a patch over one eye and flew with just one. In case there was a nuclear explosion somewhere, the flash went completely blind and they could, pull off the patch and supposedly be able to see and go on, but who knows.
That's weird, it is. It is. And then when you get to the airport, you get in a plane and all, you got a little red, use red light in there, for your, so it doesn't mess up your vision. But it was weird. It was, even when you couldn't see good out of the one that you drove with, and you could only see out of the one that was covered, it was still weird.
Even under red lights or amber lights, but I had my own dark room when I was a teenager, so I developed film and photos, things like that. That's all got to be done under an amber light or a red light, depending on what you're doing and how much light you have. Then as an astronomer, when you're out in the field, you want to keep your night vision working. So we use red lights out there, too.
It's about 30 minutes before your eyes come back together.
Remember how it goes anymore. You got the rods and the something else in your eyes. You can see faint stuff. Or better out at the edge of your eye, and then you can't out of looking straight on. So there's all kinds of little tricks to help improve your night vision out there, most of which was don't look at any white light.
That was the rods and the cones. We called it off-center viewing. If you can do that with a star. If you can look up in the sky and look straight at something and not see it, but look off just a little bit and you'll see it.
Dark site down there west of Jacksonville, about 65 miles, and then maybe out there would be a lot of astronomers out there with telescopes and stuff. And every once in a while, some idiot would come pulling in with his headlights on, and that would screw us all up. W4MKH4 ID, so we keep the man up there, Marshall, happy.
Out here, Marshall, and get out of this recliner. I've been in it for a little while now. It's time to get up and move around a little bit. Well, catch. I don't know if I'll be on in the morning or not. It depends on what's going on. But anyway, if not, we'll catch you at least by Monday, somewhere in there. You have a good one. Enjoyed it. Anybody else out there? Toodles, everybody. N4AZE.
quick question, dude.
Hey, you talk to me.
Have your sale any of your hot rods, or you keep them all?
Yeah, I'll just turn them over to the kids and the grandkids.
Yeah, I've been spotting a few of them on Facebook Marketplace, but, you don't know if it's really what they say it is or if it's just something they cobbled together and claim it's, really an antique. But anyway, we'll get into that topic some other time. I'll let you go. I know what you mean about needing to get up and move around from time to time. Have a great day, and I'll talk at you a little later, and the other fella out there, too. You have a good day, too. KF4NXY.
Before you got me to ask you, what horsepower is or wattage is your generator?
I believe it's 22K is a Generac, and I'm pretty sure that's what it is, and but like I say, they're supposed to come out today and test it and fire it up and everything.
Okay, I thought you had a pretty big one. When they do that, get them to set it up on the Wi-Fi for you on your phone, because you don't have to do that yourself. I did. It's a pain in the butt.
Alrighty, KF4NXY.
All right, we'll catch y'all later. Yeah, just have your Wi-Fi password and your username ready, and they'll have to do it at the generator. So anyway, catch y'all later. Enjoyed it. N4AZE.
Dude, W4MK, I'm going to step away for a few minutes and get me some breakfast. I'll be back.
Breath, BX, listening. KF4NXY, David.
David, I didn't quite copy the call sign. It was K something. I stayed up late watching the moon and hadn't been asleep yet, but about to go get some breakfast myself. But I just wanted to say hello.
I missed out on that. It was a big old full moon, blood moon, and I looked out this morning about around 3 o'clock. I think it had done come and gone, but that was something to see. But yeah, you have a great day too, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Yeah, I watched the pretty much the whole thing, and one time I woke my mom up. She was already awake, but my mom's elderly and in bad health and on a walker, and anyway, whatever time it was, I had to get her to step out on the porch and look at it, and I told her, I said, it looks like a ladybug. It's bright red with a little tip of white, but it was really cool. But I'm going to get on the side, man. I appreciate you coming back to me this morning, and you have a great day, and I guess I'll talk to you later then. W4FBX.
Yeah, W4FCM.